Well, yeah, I think you, especially when you're down on the sideline and you can see the collisions, and I think having played kind of helps you do that. But I think you do that with anybody, not just Greg. It's, they had a couple of guys that got hit, you know, pretty good up high, and you just don't like to see that. You know? So there's always a little bit of scare factor going on there. Plus, they got close to me a couple of times. I was having a backpedal get away. Not very good. I think I almost pulled a hamstring.
Do you like to go on the field at least once every?
I do. Yeah. I kind of, you know, I'm more comfortable down there. I think the game flows more naturally. I can see things. There's less questions in my mind. You know, I know everything's okay and all's right with the world. You know, when you're sitting way up where we have to sit for the game, you don't have that connection. You're a little bit, I think it's a little bit more nerve-wracking to be separated from it. I feel more part of it. But the purpose is different, though. It's not for my comfort level. It's I genuinely like to watch the interaction amongst our players and see things that you want to see, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. Second half was excruciatingly painful just because it just went longer than any of us would like to see a preseason game go. I'm sure you guys felt the same way. Well, I expected us to be competitive. I said all along, I think this is a good team with good guys, and I think they're accountable to each other. You know, success or unsuccess in preseason or your winning record in preseason, I don't know that it matters a lot. What matters is seeing the team come together, and they seem to enjoy each other and feed off each other, and you like to see that. And I think that's a good step. We're a long way from being a finished product, so but we've taken some positive steps. We like what we've seen. Right. I think Dom is obviously has tremendous credentials, and his reputation speaks for itself. I think all the work that our defensive staff and offensive staff and special teams, the whole bit, is showing itself a little bit in these preseason games. I think there's some excitement amongst our players. I think everybody, all of us in life, probably like to try to do new things and different things. And as you watch the games, you know, you see all the different alignments we put our guys into. And I think players enjoy being put in a position where this team is counting on them lining up in the right spot, even though they were moving guys around and stuff, being in the right spot at the snap. But I think in general, Dom is respected. I think the players know that if they do what they ask them to do, that it's going to make them better players and a better team. And I think that all kind of builds on itself.
You brought in Charles Woodson. Did you have any idea he would do what he's been doing here in the last 3 years?
Charles is a professional's professional. We knew that. We liked him. At Oakland, they asked him to do a lot of different things out there. He had to line up and play safety when they got some safeties banged up. He stepped in and did it. A lot of people, you know, the caliber of a corner that he is not going to do that, you know, if you're selfish or if you don't care about your team. The thing that I admire about Charles is he's a really good teammate, and you can see that his fellow teammates look to him to do things, and I think he takes that as a challenge as a professional. Charles? Well, this goes back to Ron Wolf's teachings that, you know, you always kind of value you factor in your college opinions of players as you go forward, whether it be in free agency or trades or somebody gets released from some other place. The first thing we go back and look is our college reports, and we obviously had very high ratings of him. We watched a lot of tape. We did a lot of due diligence. We know there have been people that have been through the Raiders organization that knew and worked with him. So we did what we normally do. We came to the conclusion that it would be a very good addition to us. We weren't. We had people that we know and we respect that spoke highly of him about the things that I view as important. I think players can say what they want to say. I think we have the kind of team that if we play well week in and week out, we'll have a chance to win. I don't do predictions. But I like our team, and so far so good, like I said. We had some conversations with some of our players. I think you guys got the release that we've released or will release guys later this afternoon, those three. Well, I think at all positions, you know, character and their makeup, I think, and we talk about this leading up to the draft, it doesn't matter if you're a receiver or defensive lineman or what, we look for certain kind of guys. Now, everybody's a little different. Everybody's personality is different, but we think there are core values and core things that makes a good teammate that we try to look to. And unselfishness, I think, is a very good key attribute of a professional football player. I think we have players that can play in this defense. I think we have players that can play in any. I don't look at it like it's that big a thing. I think it's a scheme-based idea that allows us to put some more question marks in the minds of the quarterbacks that we're playing, which is the whole idea behind it. It allows us, I think, still to have a stout ability to play the run. And like I say, I think we have a very versatile group of players, and they are pretty excited about what we're doing. Barry, that would be good to have a good punter. Yeah, Jeremy's done a nice job, and like Mike said yesterday, he has the ball now. You don't get do-overs, so I don't think I'll... It's a little more complicated than just saying, you know, that was a bad move. I mean, it's more complicated than that. It just is. Well, we are, and we'll continue to be through the course of the week, have conversations with different teams, as we always do, as all teams do, and we'll see how that works itself out.
Yeah, has that changed at all? Are there deals harder to make now at this given time, or big deals, or just small deals available, or are the big deals?
No, I think you can still do it, but there's quite a bit of cat and mouse thing going on, you know. Nobody tells you the truth. Except us, we always tell people the truth. So, and it's sort of, you know, someone could be desperate for a particular player at a particular position, but then they would say, no, no, we're not looking for anybody there. And so you got to play that game. But there are deals made, and sometimes, and ideally it works for both teams, you know. A team's able to solve a need, and another team's able to get value for a position that maybe they might have extra.
Is it possible to keep four halfbacks, or does that just make it difficult to keep in rotation?
Well, everything's tied together. But I think you keep your best players. However many that works out, that works out. It'll be difficult. This time of year, Mike and Russ and I were talking about this morning, that the worst time to be in this game is Saturday of this week. You spend all this time team building and adding pieces to the puzzle, and then all of a sudden on Saturday, you know, you have to let 20-plus guys go away from this team. Then they're part of this team just as much as any of the players that we're keeping. It is a really difficult day. No. I was going to start crying, but...
You take a half-and-half approach with your practice squad, you get a bunch of guys that you've had in your own camp, you know, so you guys need to have a team. How do you view the importance of that? Because that's obviously
an expansion area. Oh, sure. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into you know, practice squad things, and you have to kind of speculate as to who might be available and what teams are going to do what, and how your own guys are doing, and you don't know. I mean, that's the reason everybody thinks, you know, Friday and Saturday, that's it. There's, you don't know how the whole between Saturday and Sunday thing is going to work out. There's a lot of unknowns, and you just kind of sit and wait and see if people get claimed or they don't get claimed and who gets released and who doesn't. There's always a lot of, but it's hugely important. We like to have guys on our practice squad that if we need them, then we can bring them up and play them, and that's the way we like to do it. In a perfect world, that's the way it would work. I don't know. I think you love them all. These guys, everybody that comes in and tries, whether they're a draft choice or a free agent, they kind of grow on you, and you like them, and you like the way they act and hang around with teammates. It's a good group, though. They've done fine.
Do you recall what you thought of Driver coming out of college?
I'm sorry?
Do you recall what you thought of Driver coming out of college?
Yes. We watched a lot of tape. The tape at Alcorn wasn't great tape, but it was good enough. We had him rated as a draftable player. And I recall specifically, I think I've mentioned this before, calling his agent. I really shouldn't say that. Anyway, we knew there was going to be a lot of competition for him as a free agent, you know, because some people had envisioned him maybe being a free agent as opposed to a draft choice, and we happened to have a seventh-round pick at the end of the draft, and Ron said, well, the heck with it. I think he used the word heck. We'll just draft him. And we drafted him. It was a heck of a pick by Ron.
How do you guys do that? How do you guys who last decade?
It's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's a testament to Donald and his ability. That's the reason, you know, we all put a lot of work into the draft and evaluating players and doing all that, but it comes down to individual player's will to be make himself great, and Donald has willed himself to be great. Now, the good Lord blessed him with a lot of ability, but the man never misses a practice. He will not sit out of a rep, which he could do at any time based on his seniority and stature on this team, but he does not do it because he is a professional football player. That says a lot for Donald Driver. He's doing okay. I thought he played pretty well the other night and hung in there. Sometimes in preseason games, you can get a little distorted view, especially at that position, depending on what's going on in the game at the time. And but Brian's doing okay. I think he's doing great. He's a extremely smart, intuitive football player that understands the nuances of using power versus quickness versus technique. He thinks about things. He studies his opponent. He reps. He's another guy that never misses practice, never misses a snap. And he makes himself into a good player. You know, the good Lord, again, blessed him with a lot of ability as well. I think he's doing fine.
Chad, I know Terrell Sutton, running back in the draft, is a guy trying to make a team. Do you like to see? Is he surprised you?
Yeah, I got that question a lot. Not overly surprised, no. He was a good player at Northwestern, and that's, you know, they play some big-time people there. He's a good, very instinctive football player.
3 years ago, I think you wanted to know the two quarterbacks.
I don't remember when we did it. It's all tied up. You know, it depends on whether, you know, is this a better prospect or is this a better prospect? It's not just, you know, you have to have X number at each position on your 53. The 53, we go through a lot of angst getting to it. But then after that, as you know, once you get through the season, you have some, you know, imbalances from a perfect roster from time to time. Yeah, I mean, there's always risks, you know. It's risky to go light in another position, too. It's just, you know, we all would like to have more players and be able to keep more of the guys that we have. Ultimately, we'll be at 53 sometime late Saturday afternoon. From all reports, he's getting better, which is encouraging. He's had a rough road to hoe, and we're hopeful he can keep going. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about this every year. You like to have a complete body of work on everybody. It doesn't work like that in the real world. You're going to have to do some speculating and projecting because everybody's not going to have the exact same number of reps or be put in the exact same situations to be able to make a play or not make a play. And at the end of the day, you try to keep the 53 players that are going to give you the best chance to win both now. But you have to look at this as a season-long decision. It can't be just who's going to line up against Chicago. It's got to be what's the best for the Packers for this season. And you try it the best you can. But you guess in some respects.